Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. Following the Wehrau Clinic of the Charité, the Vivantes clinics now also want to establish examination centers for possible coronavirus infections. According to the municipal clinic group, they want to create such contact points at their locations in Tempelhof and Prenzlauer Berg. A Vivantes spokeswoman announced that the areas would be set up separately from the clinic operations, but did not give an opening date. Health Senator Dilek Kelechi spoke on Tuesday of a total of up to 6 such contact points to be created in Berlin. The rules at the Vivantes locations are to be the same as those at the Charité Campus Wehrau Clinic. First, affected persons are to call their family doctor or the hotline of the Senate Administration for Health at 030-90-28-28-28 and seek advice there as to whether a visit to such an examination point is really necessary. Long story short, these new exam centers are to prevent persons carrying the virus from infecting the staff of other healthcare facilities. In the areas that are now being created, potentially infected persons will be received and examined by employees in protective suits. The Fire Brigade and the Kassenärztliche Vereinigung Berlin, or the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians in Berlin, or KV, are also expanding their services in order to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Both are planning a joint transport service for home visits for those unable to get to the clinic points. The service for patients with severe cold symptoms will start this week, as they announced on Tuesday. The Berlin Fire Department plans to provide 4 vehicles equipped with drivers, doctors, assistance personnel, and protective equipment. And if necessary, tests for the coronavirus will also be carried out. The driving service is intended to relieve the medical practices, which often have to test and treat suspected cases without the necessary protective measures. As of Tuesday, the number of infections in Berlin was at 6, but this number is organic and can change at a moment's notice. The most recently reported case is a man from Mitte who had worked with the first Berlin patient in an open plan office. The Senate Health Administration asked all responsible public health officers to test all of those in the office immediately. Health Senator Kelechi also announced on Tuesday afternoon that there are about 200 identified people who were in contact with those infected, and it's unclear whether this number has increased in the meantime. 3 schools also, including 2 in Friedrichshain, were closed because of the virus. Mayor Mueller welcomed the quick action of the schools, but rejected nationwide closures. Meanwhile, the mayor considers the cancellation of major events in Berlin a possible course of action, stating, quote, "We must react to this special situation, also by canceling events," and added that events with a large number of visitors pose a particular risk. And now, on to the non-virus news. Friedrichstrasse in Mitte is to be converted into a pedestrian zone for much longer than initially planned. According to a report in the Berliner Morgenpost, a section of Friedrichstrasse will be closed to motorized traffic for 6 months starting this summer, which is twice as long as previously planned. According to reporting, the traffic trial is to start at the beginning of June and run until the end of November. During the first 3 months, the section between Französische Straße and Leipziger Straße will be closed. South of Leipziger Straße, the section from Schützenstraße to Rudi-Dutschke Straße is to be declared a low traffic area. In the second phase, starting in September, motor vehicles will no longer be allowed to drive on the section south of Leipziger Straße up to Schützenstraße. From there to Rudi-Dutschke Straße, the section will remain traffic reduced, which would also affect Checkpoint Charlie. As a result, motor vehicles there would only be allowed to drive at a slow speed. Per planning, the width of sidewalks are also going to be increased in the area. The aim of the experiment is to protect the environment, but also make the shopping mile in the heart of the capital, which has recently been in crisis, more attractive again. Yesterday, the construction of the Arrival Center for Refugees in Reinickendorf was celebrated. On the site of the former Karl Bonhoeffer Psychiatric Clinic, a total of 5 new buildings are being constructed on more than 8,000 square meters, including an arrivals building, a medical examination center, and a new building in which people can be temporarily accommodated. Anyone coming to Berlin for the first time and wishing to apply for asylum will first be registered and medically examined at the center. According to the State Office for Refugee Affairs, individuals can stay there for a maximum of 4 days before they are transferred to accommodations in Berlin or other federal states. Last December, almost 980 people were registered. According to Mayor Mueller, Berlin must prepare itself for more refugees coming to the city. He remarked on Tuesday that, unlike in the past refugee crisis, Berlin is now better prepared. Moreover, due to the situation in 2015 and 2016, the city still has capacities available that can be used. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left also announced that Berlin is ready to accept people in need and that about 2,000 places are immediately available. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, a few days ago, Turkey had declared the borders to the EU open for migrants. According to the UN, thousands are now waiting on the Turkish side of the border with Greece to move on to the west. And more refugees have also arrived on the Greek islands. Techno fans should mark July 10th, 2021 on their calendar. According to an announcement from nonprofit limited company Rave the Planet on Tuesday, a new parade will take place in Berlin on that Saturday. A spokeswoman remarked that, quote, "Everything is in place. Now it all depends on whether people want the parade. The organizers want to collect at least 1.5 million euros in donations by the end of the year so that the new parade can take place. So far, more than 500,000 euros have been collected. Contributors can buy small raver statuettes like Raving Rosie or Loving Axel for 5 euros, which will be built on a 50-meter model of the Strasse di Settantuni, which is the traditional love parade promenade. The parade was founded in Berlin in 1989. At that time, just 150 techno fans participated under the motto Friede, Freude, Eierkuchen on the Kudamm. Later, it became a million-dollar spectacle. Since the devastating accident in Duisburg in 2010, the Love Parade no longer exists. As a major techno festival, Berlin hosted the Zug der Liebe, or Love Train, but the number of participants never reached that of the Love Parade. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, or connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.